How are things fitting in for you guys up front right now?
Good. I mean, simplify, one gap. I mean, it's the best thing for us.
Is that the biggest difference just in terms of the scheme defensively?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, anytime you don't have to think about anything and just go out and play and let your athletic ability take over, it's the best thing.
How do you guys as a group work on trying to get pressure on the quarterback?
You know, camaraderie, you know, understanding how each other rush and, you know, understanding your abilities and playing your role. Like me, I'm a power rusher. Josh, you know, he's a kind of spinning, kind of speed guy. So, you know, it all works together. Elvis, he does his deal. So it all works together.
Is that a point of emphasis for you guys?
Yeah, you know, we feel we got one of the best D-lines in the country. And, you know, we're very talented. We got an array of guys going to do different things. So we're going to bring something to the table.
What enabled you, at least at this point, to climb to number one on the depth chart?
That don't mean anything right now. You know, week one, if I'm still there, then we'll talk about it. But right now, it doesn't really mean anything to me. It's a great honor. It's a great blessing. But, you know, one, two, or three, it doesn't matter. We got guys who can play that position at a drop of a dime. So it doesn't mean anything.
Coach Shanahan said your play during OTA sort of won you that position. What do you feel like you've been showing the coaches so far this offseason?
I just try to stay consistent, you know, not – you know, play outside my game, just do what I do my job, and that's pretty much it. You know, if, you know, the coaches like what they see, you know, hey, I got to get in where I fit in.
Can you please describe Josh's picture in the media guide?
Oh, God.
It's a good looking guy.
You ever seen a maniac? Like,
was that like a Nick Nolte mugshot?
Like somebody who drank 8 cups of coffee in the morning, ain't had no sleep. So,
what was your motivation during that picture?
You know, I was really just mad at the whole situation. I just come off the field. I just wanted to get in the cold tub, and they told me how to take this picture. And I think I had that look on for like 3 minutes, and I guess that's just what happened when I took the picture.
Can you do it for us real quick? Whatever that look is.
I don't remember that.
No,
guy.
Just
I
do
don't
that. Make, that just, no, just make that face. Just open your eyes.
Is this
wide.
The face you have when you're on the field?
I could. I don't know this guy. This guy is on the field, you know, in the
this
locker
is your
room.
Game
I'm off
face.
The field right now. Yeah.
That's your game face. When yeah, they say is. Game face, this is it right here.
I guess. So that's my war cry, I
so
guess.
So in the dictionary, when they say game face, we're going to look at Josh Mallett?
I guess.
It's Nick Nolte, man. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, Kenny, guys are asking you about what you've been doing, OTAs and all of it, to get to this point. But really, I think if you go
that's
back
scary,
to
man.
Last season, I can recall the Chicago game particularly where you really came up. What clicked for you? Seemed like toward the end of last season to catch the coach's eye.
I don't know. I mean, you got to ask him. You know, I mean, I just been trying to play my position and do things that I know that I can play and play inside my game, and try to stay consistent. That's my big thing is trying to stay consistent, and let plays come to me. Don't try to, you know, do things out of the defense.
Did you feel like in the season you were doing the type of things that could?
For the most part, yeah. You know, I just studied real hard and continued to, you know, become a student of the game and understood the scheme of the defense and what the offense was giving us and, you know, try to help the defense as much as I can.
Kenny, a coach talked about before training camp that the success and the growth of these young linemen is going to dictate this defense taking the next step. What have you seen from them in camp so far that shows that they are getting to that next level?
Oh, they're taking huge steps. Guys like Marcus Thomas, Stephen Harris, guys like that. I mean, those guys are very talented, and once they, you know, let the game slow down in their heads, you know, obviously you see them making plays, but, you know, a little bit more maturity, those guys are going to be a force to be reckoned with.
They brought, like, a whole file.